Sports and Speed at Daytona.
That's right. We all enjoy our holiday break, and then once that is over, we pretty much open up the gates at Daytona, and they are open January through March. We'll start with the Roar before the Rolex 24, January 15th through the 18th, and then the Rolex 24 is January 24th and 25th. Speed Weeks officially kicks off February 11th with qualifying up through the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 15th. We get about a week to catch our breath, and then it's all things two wheels, which the Supercross series will be there February 28th. And then the following Saturday is the Daytona 200. And speaking of two wheels, if anyone is in Volusia County or Daytona Beach today, I know we are wrapping up fall cycle scene right now where the weather has been beautiful and the speedway has been busy with motorcycles racing and a very packed midway area.
It really is a spectacle at the World Center of Racing at the Daytona International Speedway. How can folks get tickets and come join us here when we get to Daytona next year?
Yeah, come visit us, DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com. We can give you all the details and insights and all the different packages that we have, or if you want to chat with someone, give us a call at 1-800-PITCHOP.
It's always a privilege to visit with you on the air and off the air as well and hang out with you. Let's sit back and enjoy the rest of this one here in Talladega.
That's it. Thanks for making some time for me. Enjoy the race.
Absolutely. Frank Kelleher, president of the Daytona International Speedway.
A race that Cody Ware leads in a three-wide battle up front for the top spot. Closing in on the halfway mark here in stage number two. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
This mid-race update is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile, it's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. As we stay under the green flag, Michael McDowell is the leader as they go back to turn one. Cody Ware second, Kyle Busch third, Josh Berry, and Cole Custer the top five.
This spectacular racing, three wide, round and round and round. Biggest lead anyone has enjoyed in the last 10 laps has been less than a car length.
It is really tight, and it continues to be three wide for the race lead. Michael McDowell in his white Chevy in the middle, Kyle Busch topside, Cody Ware, Cole Custer, and Bubba Wallace, the lone three cars on the bottom.
No one giving an inch in the race in turn number three, although Kyle Busch now will surge ahead by about a half car length on the way up top lane in turn number four. He's got Michael McDowell to his left elbow, but here comes Cody Ware on the bottom.
99 laps to go in the Yellowwood 500 with 33 lead changes at the start finish line. Currently, Michael McDowell being scored the race leader.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Three wide at the front of the field. It's been that way for the last 20 or so laps. Cody Ware got credit for leading lap number 90 just a half a lap ago. 30 to go here in stage number two. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service. Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Talladega Super Speedway as it continues three wide at the front of the field. You've got Cody Ware downstairs, Michael McDowell in the middle, and Dave, here comes Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch wound up in that outside lane, snuggled up against the safer barrier, trying to make that three wide outside lane work. He's up to second, and he's got ideas about more.
Kyle Busch trying to pull out to the lead. Busch does have Josh Berry behind him, and those two cars of Kyle Busch and Josh Berry have been very strong so far this afternoon. As a matter of fact, here is Berry giving Kyle Busch a big shove into turn three.
And just as he did that in that middle lane, Joey Logano gave Michael McDowell a nice shove to get McDowell back into the second position. But all by himself off of four, Kyle Busch goes from that high line in turn three and four, now back down to the middle to protect against McDowell.
Right in front of Michael McDowell, who leads that middle lane, or led that middle lane just a couple of moments ago, now is in the second spot in a three-way race for second. Josh Berry in the outside lane, Cody Ware on the bottom.
Josh Berry just will not quit in that outside line. He's got it wound up tight now, and they're three wide for the number two, three, and four positions, all chasing Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch trying to work all three of those lanes behind him and keep them in the rearview mirror. Busch jumps up to the top side of the racetrack, picks up Josh Berry. Berry in lockstep formation, following Busch back to the corner.
Berry gave Busch another shove into turns three and four, and now McDowell will dip back low in that middle lane behind Kyle Busch. They're now two by two behind Kyle Busch for about four rows as Busch back to the top to link up with Josh Berry.
Kyle Busch has been at the front of the field exceptional all day long, whether he's leading laps or pushing other cars. And Dave Moody, typically at Talladega, you have one or the other. You can either be a great lead car or a great pusher. Looks like Kyle Busch can do both.
Yeah, he can. And, you know, he's a veteran. He knows exactly how to do it, where to push, where not to push. We talked about Joey Logano in that regard. Kyle Busch, former series champion, he knows his way around Talladega.
And it's been a long time since Kyle Busch last went to victory lane. He would love to be able to check that box this afternoon. He's got a long way to go, though, but right now his car looks very strong as the leader.
That Cheddar's Chevrolet has been really strong, Tim, at the front of the field. He's been able to make it three lanes wide to protect the top spot now for a handful of laps as the field behind him doubles up two by two. Kyle Busch to the bottom to pick up Michael McDowell.
They come off of turn number four, Kyle Busch out front, and they are still stacked up two wide behind them. Michael McDowell to the inside, leading the inside lane in that second spot. Josh Berry to the outside, two by two through the field.
Kyle Busch on entry into turn one slides up into the outside lane to throw a bit of a block on Josh Berry. Now he'll go back down to the middle lane of the racetrack to block that line.
Kyle Busch trying to keep both that two lanes behind him. Michael McDowell is the first car in that lane to the inside. Josh Berry, the first car to the outside. Both of them still chasing the leader, Kyle Busch.
And Kyle Busch will dip down to that middle lane. Interesting enough that the bottom lane is running that middle groove in between the hash marks. Nobody on the extreme bottom side of the racetrack as Busch will pick up McDowell and now pick up Josh Berry on the top side.
You can call it tame right now through the lead draft, even though they're double wide and inches apart. They're not really pushing and shoving a whole lot. After the big crash earlier at the care center with Brad Gilley talking to A.J. Allmendinger, he praised Joey Logano for pushing him in the right places on the track and not in the bad places. Todd Gordon, a moment ago, Dave Moody mentioned pushing the right spots. Stay off the bumper in the wrong spots. Where are those particular places here at Talladega?
Well, when the cars are straight and lined up and no lateral load, just going down the short stroke chute from the trioval to turn one, the back stretch, that long push, and off of turn four to the trioval, those are places that you can push on each other because the cars don't have any lateral load in them. The biggest place you need not to is the transition into the corner or the transition out of the corner, because the car hasn't loaded into the banking and squished itself into it. A contact with a car there when it's already kind of unloaded but turning into the corner, that's a very vulnerable place, and you can end up wrecking a car.
And that's where we often see trouble, the contact going in or off of the banking here at the Talladega Super Speedway that leads to multi-car incidents. We've already had one here this afternoon under the green flag now. 22 laps to go here in stage number two, and it's Kyle Busch out front.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible smokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24-7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
An aggressive move by Josh Berry a half a lap ago, going from the outside lane to the bottom, was able to lead the latest lap, lap number 98 here at Talladega, over Kyle Busch, Michael McDowell, Chris Buescher, and Joey Logano. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Duran. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Duran.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at the Talladega Super Speedway, continuing under the green flag as the race leaders exit turn two and race up the backstretch. It is Josh Berry at the point. Joey Logano now up to the second spot. Kyle Busch is third. Michael McDowell was among the top five a half a lap ago. He has since been shuffled out of that inside draft into the tail end of the top 20 as they come back off of turn number four. 100 laps in, 88 laps to go here at Talladega.
Field works their way into the tri-oval, looking down upon on the pit lane. Some teams are beginning to put the helmets on, which means they may be preparing for green flag stops. Should we stay under the green flag, Todd? Do you anticipate that happening here in the next handful of laps?
Yes, I do. We're now at lap 100, actually 101, 19 to go. I would think within the next 7-8 laps, we're going to see most everybody get to pit road.
As the field works their way onto the Alabama Gang super stretch in front of Tim Catalfamo.
They are mixing it up at the front of the pack right now. Drivers trying to find their dancing partner and get in line. Josh Berry and Joey Logano, the top two. And
Logano will follow Josh Berry to the bottom side of the racetrack right on that yellow line. Kyle Busch, who has led so many laps today, leading the outside lane off of turn four. They go side by side, two by two off of four.
Kyle Busch has led 22 laps here this afternoon already. Will he lead lap 23 here? He leads the outside lane with Josh Berry to his inside. Berry has led the most laps today at 27. Side by side through the field with 18 to go in the second. second stage.
And a lot of maneuvering being done right now, I think, in anticipation of pit stops. We talked about Michael McDowell getting shuffled out of the pack. I think a lot of that was self-inflicted. He bailed out and then pulled back in to get to the bottom of the racetrack.
Meanwhile, at the front of the pack, it is Josh Berry, who has now moved down to the bottom of the racetrack. He's got Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney behind him to three.
That's three Fords leading that inside lane with the Chevrolet of Kyle Busch pulling in Chris Buescher around the outside of the racetrack. Chase Briscoe trying to open up that third lane about the 10th spot on that.
Making their way back past the entrance to pit road, everybody keeps it hammered down as they make their way into the tri-oval. Ford pokes the nose out front again, and it's Josh Berry once more by a bumper leads lap number 104 headed to turn one.
Josh Berry has been a constant threat at the front of the pack this afternoon for Wood Brothers Racing. He runs in that middle lane, three wide action back around 15 points. Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe up there against the outside wall with a couple of other cars that are trying to get that third or outside lane established. Kyle Busch in the middle of the racetrack challenging Josh Berry for the lead.
Yeah, he is, and he got a big push from Chris Buescher there on the entrance to corner number three as they're neck and neck for the top spot with Josh Berry on the low line and Kyle Busch running that middle groove. But again, Chase Briscoe and that third lane starting to surge.
A couple of Toyotas lead that third line. Chase Briscoe in the outside along with Christopher Bell lined up behind him. Then you have Daniel Suarez and Shane Van Gisbergen in topside. But at the point and on the bottom, it is Josh Berry back into the corner.
Josh Berry shows the way. Kyle Busch right alongside him in that second groove, if you will. Back around the eighth spot, Chase Briscoe continues.
That outside lane continues to move forward. Chase Briscoe at the helm right now, trying to move it alongside of the Kyle Busch Chevrolet. They are moving their way three wide now for third and three.
Full head of steam, and Chase Briscoe is not done yet. He pulls to the right bumper, right quarter panel, that is, of Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch up the racetrack will pick up Briscoe in that third outside lane, leaving Chris Buescher caught in the middle.
Running all the way at the double yellow line to driver's left. We'll call that lane number one, and then go up to lane number two. That's the middle of the track. Then lane three is a lane led by Kyle Busch, Chase Briscoe, and others. Three wide for the top spot again.
Kyle Busch now back into that second lane, the middle lane, if you will, leaves Chase Briscoe free passage around the outside, but he hasn't got the drafting help right now. Here comes Christopher Bell to give some.
Christopher Bell trying to push Chase Briscoe forward. Now here comes Kyle Busch jumping from the middle and going back up to the top to block Chase Briscoe. It's Busch the leader. Briscoe second. Here's Berry and Logano going for the lead.
Yeah, Josh Berry getting a full surge on the inside lane. That lane number one on the yellow line from Joey Logano. Kyle Busch having to back up just a little bit to Chris Buescher to get some drafting help as Chase Briscoe continues to lead the third lane.
It'll be 14 laps to go in stage number two, and a couple of cars peel off at the tail end of the field and begin to make their way toward the pit lane as the three wide racing continues up front between Kyle Busch, Josh Berry, and Chase Briscoe as they go back to the corner.
The Joe Gibbs Racing teammates Briscoe and Bell leading the charge in that third lane. Briscoe up into a three wide battle for position number two.
Kyle Busch, though, is the leader. He is at the bottom of the racetrack right now. Busch holding steady against the double yellow line. Now here comes Chris Buescher in the middle. Chase Briscoe up top. They race their way back to three.
Kyle Busch leading a train of Ford Mustangs on the inside, although that inside lane starting to break up just a little bit as Chris Buescher now in the middle groove will go wheel to wheel with Chase Briscoe for the top spot. New driver on the bottom, it's Austin Hill, and now the Chevrolets with Josh Berry hit pit road.
As two Chevrolets and Anthony Alfredo and Ty Dillon go back up to speed after making pit stops. Here's Kyle Busch bringing his Cheddar's Chevrolet in. Let's cover the Kyle Busch stop.
Kyle Busch happy to be out front controlling this field. It's going to be a fuel-only stop. Justin White has the can plugged in. 4 seconds of fuel, all they needed. Jason Toy.
Where is it? He's taking Sunoco fuel only. Just in front of him, it is Austin Hill. Doug Warwick getting the fuel in there for him with 3 seconds of it, Steve Post.
3 seconds of fuel for Josh Berry down and away. Michael McDowell also pitting the first pit box. He needed about 3.5 seconds of fuel for McDowell. He's down and away.
Cody Ware also making a stop. 5 cars on pit road here at lap 107. Let's see the next group, if they dive out of line this time off of turn number 4, they do not, as the lead draft continues to stay intact among 25 or so cars. double wide formation. Toyota in the outside lane showing the way, led by Chase Briscoe. And it's the Ford on the bottom. Chris Buescher towing the way back to one.
Yeah, Buescher's got a good run going in that low line. He'll pull up even now with Buescher in the side-by-side battle, I should say, for the lead.
Two wide all the way through the pack right now as the leaders head up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Chase Briscoe in a Toyota, a half a car length out in front. Now here comes Chris Buescher back on the low lane being helped by Brad Keselowski.
Here comes Briscoe on the top side. Got a huge shove from that DeWalt Camry from Joe Gibbs Racing and Christopher Bell, but it's Buescher again by a nose with the Ford Mustang leading out front. Brad Keselowski behind, and so is Ryan Preece.
And that lead draft will thunder past the entrance to pit road one more time. 11 laps to go in stage number two. Still a fight at the front of the field of the Ford of Chris Buescher on the bottom of the track. The Toyota, Chase Briscoe topside.
Into turn number one, inches apart, low line and middle line respectively for those two racers. Buescher trying to dig down low. Briscoe has the lead by a bumper.
Been watching Brad Keselowski the last couple of laps. He has been committed to helping his teammate Chris Buescher on the bottom side of the racetrack. Behind Brad Keselowski, the fellow other RFK Racing car, that's Ryan Preece.
Yeah, three RFK Racing Fords, 1, 2, 3 on that bottom lane. Chase Briscoe still leading the outside with Christopher Bell and Daniel Suarez on the outside lane. Off of four, here comes the RFK Ford Mustangs to pit road.
There they come, diving out of the draft and onto the apron, slowing the pit road speed, and led by Brad Keselowski, Ryan Preece also there along with Chris Buescher. Let's begin our pit coverage with Brad Gilley.
Ryan Preece will be the first one in. 3 seconds of fuel from Mueller. Justin Edgell, he is already out of his pit box. Jason Toy.
3 seconds of fuel, same thing for the boss man, Brad Keselowski. Hits the American flag sign, gets it perfect. He's down on the way, Steve Post.
Chris Buescher got his 3 seconds of fuel. Buescher is down and away, and more crew members up on pit wall.
Those three RFK Fords now get past the speed limit line. They're able to accelerate again on the apron of the racetrack. That lead pack is working their way off of turn number four. Speeding penalty for Chris Buescher. Buescher gets caught for speeding. He'll have to do a pass-through penalty. Oh, trouble as the cars now begin to slide. Coming to pit road, Shane Van Gisbergen gets sideways. He does a horizontal slide out to the grass. Everybody else makes their stop, and we've got more mess in front of Brad Gilley.
Ryan Blaney already in for his fuel only. He's down the way. Also, William Byron down the way. Bubba Wallace actually missed his pitch. He had to back up. Shane Van Gisbergen's car stranded in the crash right at the entrance of pit road. Ross Chastain getting fresh Goodyear tires as well. Jason Toy.
3 seconds of fuel was the name of the game. Denny Hamlin also making a stop. Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell. Ball picking up. Sunoco fuel only. Steve Post.
Chase Briscoe was in Sunoco fuel only. Zane Smith was in. Cole Custer as well getting pit service.
And with that, the caution flag comes out for a car stranded. That is Shane Van Gisbergen that got sideways coming to the pit lane, slid a long way sideways in the face of a lot of drivers that were also trying to get to pit road. That car has come to a stop now in the tri-oval grass to put us under the caution flag for the third time with 9 laps to go in stage two.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Safety team attending the Shane Van Gisbergen down in the infield tri-oval. They've been able to push him away as he'll get to his pit stall. The rest of the field being captured by the safety car here as we are under caution for the third time today, getting to the final few laps of stage two. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, had a round of green flag pit stops for most of the leaders prior to this caution flag and a couple of penalties along the way. Daniel Suarez too fast on the pit lane and a penalty for Bubba Wallace, a safety violation during his pit stop. We'll force those two cars to the back of the field.
Seven laps to go here in stage number two. This is shaping up similar towards the end of stage number one, where we had a late caution and a two-lap run to the green and white checkered flag. We'll wait and see just how many green flag laps we're going to be able to run here in the conclusion of stage number two, as they are yet to open up pit lane for those who have not already made a pit stop, or for anybody who wants to come in for that matter. Two drivers have not pitted on this green flag cycle. They are first and second right now, and that's Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano. Then third place is Kyle Larson. Fourth is Chase Briscoe. Christopher Bell rounds out the top five.
So, Todd, I guess the question to you is, how does the strategy change for Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano that were unable to get to the pit lane prior to the caution coming out in the middle of the round of green flag pit stops?
My anticipation is they would need to come to pit road and get fuel to run the rest of this stage. To see where that goes with pit road open now, I wouldn't think that they could have saved enough fuel to stretch this out even with a caution lap. So I would expect them to come to pit road and end up burying themselves pretty deep in the field.
We were able to watch an up-close shot on the NASCAR TV screens of the spin by Shane Van Gisbergen coming to pit road, which effectively put us under this caution flag after the car got stuck in the muddy grass here on the front side. He hit the weeper, what we call a weeper, a little small wet patch from all the heavy rains earlier this morning, and the car broke loose on him under braking, and that's what caused the spin there. Joey Logano is on pit road in front of Brad Gilley.
He missed that last cycle by staying out when the wreck was happening. Logano this time gets four tires. They hold him to pack it tight with Sunoco fuel. Coming back in, this time for four tires and Sunoco fuel. Ryan Preece, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Busch also back in, Jason Toy.
A couple of drivers having good runs today. That is Cody Ware. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for the RB's Ford. Right behind him, also Anthony Alfredo topping off the fuel tank there. Austin Hill picking up four fresh Goodyear Eagles and some fresh Sunoco fuel. Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick is in, getting the attention of his crew. Chris Buescher is in. A problem on the Wood Brothers car. They're working on the right rear of it, and I think some harnesses or something are loose on there. I haven't had a chance to confirm it with the team. One crew member up under the right rear of the Wood Brothers car now back out, and they're going to put the right rear tire back on. So Miles Stanley, the crew chief, said, take your time. We've got nothing to lose here. We're going to be last no matter what we do. Take your time. Make sure we fix the problem. And they're taking a look now inside of the car. So not sure exactly what it is, whether it's a harness inside the car or multiple problems on the Wood Brothers car, but they're working on that automobile as well. Michael McDowell was in. Ty Dillon also in on this pit sequence.
Mentioned the Josh Berry car down on the pit lane. There was a tire on the ground as they worked under the right rear, and Ty Dillon actually hit it, and it struck one of the crew members. Never fell, but it was a close moment there on the pit lane for that crew member on the right side of the car. As work buttons up on the Josh Berry car, he'll head back out onto the racetrack for the Wood Brothers Ford as the rest of the field is over in turn number four, getting set for the restart in a couple of laps from now to settle stage two.
Yeah, it was a close call down there in the pit area, but it shows these athletes, they're tough guys down there to have a wheel get hit and bounce off of it. The jackman for Josh Berry's team put the car in the air, and he basically served as a safety guide for the two crew members who were working inside the right rear reel well that Steve Post was talking about when Ty Dillon pulled out of his pit box, clipped that Goodyear Eagle tire that was laying to the side of him in the box, and it ricocheted off of the crew member that was down up underneath the wheel well, and the jackman who was playing safety guard there gave a good punch and a pretty good swipe to the left side of the Ty Dillon car as it was driving by.
I wasn't overly happy with how Ty Dillon exited his pit stall, which is just behind Josh Berry's stall, and Ty Dillon coming back onto the pit lane now as we continue under the caution. Field beginning to double up into their rows at two, selecting the inside or outside lanes. Chase Briscoe over Carson Hocevar, then it's Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, and Todd Gilliland, the top 10.
So as they choose what lane to restart in, that means we're going to have a four-lap dash to the end of stage number two. Chase Briscoe at the front of the field. As you look at it right now, Todd, five of the first six positions at this point in the race are all playoff drivers.
Yeah. Yeah, looking to score their stage points and those that got through their cycle there. Fortunately for Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano, there were 11 cars that came to pit road trying to kind of flip the stage here, putting four tires on, filling up with fuel, and that got them forward. I think Joey Logano crossed the line 15th, Tyler Reddick 16th, so they've got an opportunity to fight their way forward for some stage points.
This is the penultimate race of the season for at least this round of the playoffs here in the round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series. Of course, we go to the Martinsville Speedway next Sunday to determine the championship four and the championship race in 2 weeks' time at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. As the field is lined up and ready to go in front of you, Chris Wilder over in turn number four.
A very gusty turns three and four. Those wind gusts that we talked about at the top of the broadcast have certainly picked up. The big flags that line turn three and four at full mast, wondering what kind of crosswind does to the handling of these race cars as Carson Hocevar will take his place to the inside lane of the front row. Chase Briscoe to the outside in his Toyota as the pace car gets set to duck on off to pit road.
Yeah, Chris mentioned the giant flags here. They are big, and that's one thing the late Grant Lynch always talked about. Bigger is better here at Talladega. Same with all the racing flags that are gigantic that line Interstate 20 right outside of turns 3 and 4. And we salute everyone who's trucking up and down the highways, keeping America moving.
Four laps to go here in stage number two. Green flag is up and Chase Briscoe leads the outside lane. It is Carson Hocevar on the bottom, a little disorganized outside of the top 10 as that two wide racing goes to turn one.
Making their way at the bottom of the racetrack. Here they go. It's Chase Briscoe at the front. He'll go from the second lane, make the left-hand turn down to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll hang on to the top spot as they head for the back straightaway.
Here comes the field up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. Chase Briscoe is the leader. He's trying to keep Kyle Larson at bay behind him. Larson took a peek to the outside for a moment, but now he follows Briscoe back to three.
Back up to full song in the north end of Talladega Super Speedway. Chase Briscoe leading the way in the middle lane. Kyle Larson directly behind. He's got his Hendrick teammate in William Byron in that third position in the inside lane, but Carson Hocevar gets a shove from Christopher Bell.
Back down to the tri-oval they come again. Chase Briscoe changes lanes, goes from the top to the bottom. Carson Hocevar shoving for all he's worth. Hocevar right up underneath the rear spoiler of the race leader.
Carson Hocevar wants a piece of the action, but for the moment it will continue to be Chase Briscoe through turns one and two. He and Hocevar and now Christopher Bell, the top three.
That's the top three on the bottom side of the racetrack. In that second lane in the middle, that's where Kyle Larson runs. Larson trying to get a fender alongside Briscoe. Briscoe moves up, throws the block, goes back down to the bottom, and leaves the pack off the end of the backstretch.
And that leaves Larson, the first car, to the outside, running that second lane in the middle. He's got his teammate in William Byron there in tow. But the organization on the bottom may be the difference here off four as Briscoe continues to lead Hocevar and Christopher Bell.
Tightly bunched on the inside of the racetrack as they make their way into the tri-oval, led by Chase Briscoe. Outside lane with the momentum and a lot of it Kyle Larson goes to the point with a shove from William Byron.
We have barely mentioned Kyle Larson so far this afternoon, but as we get on toward the tail end of stage number two, he is in the hunt for the green and white checkered flag. Side by side for second, he's got the high line on Hosevar.
Chase Briscoe goes up and now blocks Kyle Larson again, coming off of turn number two. Larson will follow him up the back straightaway. Carson Hosevar, meanwhile, on the bottom lane, getting a shove from Christopher Bell.
Top five littered with playoff drivers eager for stage points as Kyle Larson continues to lead that outside lane in the middle groove, with Chase Briscoe now going to move up to take that position away. Carson Hosevar still fighting strong on the bottom.
Briscoe does play a nice job of defense there, going from the bottom to the top. Put the block on to try to stall out that advance. Can't do it this time by. Kyle Larson's got a full head of steam, and he's got a Hendrick Motorsports friendly on the back bumper.
To the outside lane goes Kyle Larson, drafting help from William Byron. Downstairs, it's Chase Briscoe, drafting help from Carson Hosevar. Briscoe with the advantage.
William Byron, second in line in the middle right now, wants to go. He is shoving Kyle Larson up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Larson is even with Chase Briscoe, racing for the top spot.
Racing to the green and white checkered flag. Larson getting help from his teammate on the outside lane of William Byron. But down low, it's Chase Briscoe. He has Carson Hosevar and Christopher Bell. Final time off of corner number four in stage two. Larson and Briscoe side by side.
Side by side for the stage win. Here they come into the tri-oval. Larson topside. Briscoe to the bottom. Briscoe with a shove out front to the start finish line. And for the sixth time this season, Chase Briscoe gets the green and white checkered flag and a stage win. Kyle Larson will cross the line in second. Carson Hosevar third. William Byron fourth and Christopher Bell fifth. Then it was Ty Gibbs, Ryan Blaney, Todd Gilliland, John Hunter Nemechek, and Alex Bowman, the top 10 as we go under caution for the fourth time to end stage two here this afternoon in Talladega.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Pace car picking up the field here at Talladega Super Speedway. Pit lane will be open shortly as we are within the final stage now, the final 67 laps of the Yellowwood 500. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. Pit Road remains closed for the moment. Let's us let you know where the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to. It belongs to Michael McDowell. He turned a lap of 196.616 miles per hour. If it stands, they'll claim the Xfinity fastest lap award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Looks like NASCAR has gone out to where that small weeper is, a very slight moisture area, where Shane Van Gisbergen hit coming off of turn four, under braking to come to pit road to put us under a caution a moment ago back on lap 111. That's the reason pit road is closed, Todd. Looks like they got a jet dryer out there just trying to dry that up.
Yeah. Probably not the piece that's going to impact the caution flag stops that we have here, but in the green flag cycle, as you fan out, you can get yourself in a position. Christopher Bell talked about this on our truck series of broadcast on Friday night. That's one place that, especially when we have rain, you can have weepers that kind of throw you for a little bit of a loop.
We've wrapped up the stage racing portion of today's Yellowwood 500. Dave Moody, and this one has not disappointed.
Well, it has been vintage Talladega this afternoon so far, Alex. Three wide, four wide at times. Probably three to four times as many unofficial lead changes as official, and we've had plenty of the latter as well. And with that said, you get the feeling that the intensity level has not yet even begun to peak as we get on toward the end of this race.
And Tim Cattelfamo over on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, do you get that same kind of feeling as we get toward the end of this event? All right, back to Tim in just a moment as the field works by him on the back straightaway into turn number three. We're waiting for pit road to be open, and it looks like it might be this time by Briscoe, Larson, Hosevar, Byron, and Bell singled out over on the backstretch, and we'll look for this round of pit stops to begin here shortly. 66 laps to go here in this event this afternoon, and points earned today, Ty Gibbs has earned quite a bit in the first couple of stages at 15, along with John Hunter Nemechek picking up 10. So a lot of drivers, like always here at Talladega and at Daytona, a lot of drivers that we don't necessarily see at the front of the field, a lot getting some points here this afternoon.
You're right about that, as pit road being open, and here comes the majority of the field. We're going to start with Steve Post. And Steve, let's start with the current race leader, Chase Briscoe. Extended caution here before they opened pit road did not help this team, did it?
No, it did not, Alex. They did not get as much fuel in the car as they wanted to get in the car, and they were very worried. They had Chase keeping an eye on the windshield and one eye on the gauges. The good news is, here they are. That car has made it into the pit box. Going to be four tires. They've told Chase to wait until the fuel is done. Right side work is being done. Here's Michael McDowell into his pit box. Cole Custer is in getting pit service. Ty Dillon is in. Tyler Reddick is already down and away. Back to Briscoe. Waiting on fuel. And now Chase Briscoe's down and away, Jason Toy.
Saw Kyle Larson make a pit stop here. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Same thing for Christopher Bell. All the drivers in the middle section, just like they were on the front side, told to go when the jack drops. That means they've got the fuel full in there. Don't be surprised if we don't see a few of them come back down the middle section before we go back green. How about in front of you, Brad?
Same thing on my end with wholesale changes for everyone. As far as the top runners, Ryan Blaney came in. We also saw William Byron in four tires, Sunoco fuel. Joey Logano came back in. Kyle Busch came back in. They all packed it tight with Sunoco.
Here's the top five off of pit road presented by National Debt Relief. Struggling with credit card debt? National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate your creditors to reduce the amount you owe. Ready to take your life back? Visit nationaldebtrelief.com to get started.
Top five off of pit road were John Hunter Nemechek, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Anthony Alfredo.
That's the
Progressive way. Knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport, because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
We're down to just 64 laps remaining in the Yellowwood 500. So we work the caution flag here for the fourth time in the race. This one for the end of stage number two, which was won by Chase Briscoe from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedways. We have a bit of an extended caution flag here as the jet dryer's back out there at the apron of the short straightaway, we'll call it, between turn four and the entrance to pit road. Just trying to get a little moisture taken care of there. Same here on the exit of the pit lane. There's a couple of small weepers there. That is something that happens when it rains significantly here at Talladega. And boy, we had a lot of rain here at Talladega earlier this morning.
It rained, and it rained hard overnight, about 2, 3, 4 a.m. Cleared out for a little bit, and it looked like they about had the track dry when we got here to the racetrack this morning. Then it rained again about 9:30 here local time. The sun came out at 11 o'clock. The track quickly dried, but like you mentioned, a couple of weepers at the bottom of the racetrack off of turn number four that the crew is continuing to work on. Although they haven't played a factor here this afternoon, we want to make sure they are tightened up and dried up for the final stage of this race.
Nobody really wants a lot of rain, but I would imagine there was more than one person down in the Talladega infield that had some of those raindrops hit them in the face this morning and awakened them, maybe not where they thought they went to bed. That's just part of the party here at Talladega Super Speedway. It's been a heck of a party from what we understand all weekend long.
The Boulevard, the Rodeo, what else is going on?
I think there was a concert last night.
Concert.
Whiskey Myers played last night.
Saw drivers walking around in Halloween costumes, so it was a very busy and animated infield as there's an issue for Denny Hamlin on the pit lane.
No clutch for Denny Hamlin. They had to push him off there. Very slow for him to get rolling. He was the last one to come in and take on four tires in Sunoco fuel, but they had to push him out of the pit box to get him rolling.
Yeah, that's something to have to keep a close eye on throughout the running of this race, Todd.
So I'm wondering, as he says no clutch, like no get disengagement must be because it can power itself as it gets going. Riley Herbst, another Toyota, had to change a clutch after qualifying, and that's what sent him to the back this morning. Interesting to see that. Don't really normally see those issues.
So Denny Hamlin will restart from the tail end of the field when we go back under the green flag, which is coming shortly. The field beginning to assemble in their rows of two up in turn number four, set for the final stage of this one. Had four cautions for 18, about to be 19 laps so far this afternoon. 49 lead changes among 23 different drivers. More than half the field have taken their time at the front and led laps here today. And still a long way to go in the Yellowwood 500 as we're set for the restart.
Yeah, we are. We'll bring the field down to the start-finish line. They got to get to the restart zone before they can jump on the throttle. John Hunter Nemechek is the control car. He can be the first one to get on the loud pedal. He's on the outside lane, and he does so right in the middle of the zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Nemechek topside. You got Kyle Busch on the bottom of the racetrack. Row two inside is Anthony Alfredo. Topside in row number two is Tyler Reddick.
Outside line gets the advantage by about a car length going into turns one and two. As the field now just begins to come up to speed, out of turn two, John Hunter Nemechek, the leader.
John Hunter Nemechek is the top car, working its way down the back straightaway. He has got a couple of cars lined up right behind him, giving him some drafting assistance. That's Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano. Nemechek leads
6-3.
On the bottom side, it is Kyle Busch, who continues to be the leader of that group on the yellow line. He's got Anthony Alfredo and Michael McDowell directly behind, but more numbers in that middle lane as John Hunter leads off four with Tyler Reddick.
Drafting in numbers, and there's not a whole lot of them on the inside lane led by Kyle Busch, unless the middle line, of course, crosses over, led by John Hunter Nemechek. He has help from Reddick and Joey Logano as the inside lane continues to dig, led by Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch shows the way in that number two position, side by side in the battle for second. John Hunter Nemechek happily out front with the lead, but here comes Busch back at him on the inside.
Kyle Busch has been strong all afternoon long, and he pulls a fender alongside of the John Hunter Nemechek Toyota. Now Nemechek gets a bump from Tyler Reddick, goes out to the lead. Reddick side by side with Joey Logano for second place.
Yeah, Logano now is going to have to find a Ford Mustang behind him and Ryan Preece to get him back toward the top spot as John Hunter Nemechek leads that second lane, the middle groove off turn number four with Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch in tow.
Here they come back to the Tri-Oval. Unscheduled stop again for Josh Berry. He pulls away from his box. He'll be all by himself as the lead draft flashes by the start-finish line. A couple of Toyota Camry XSEs at the front of the field. It's John Hunter Nemechek and Tyler Reddick.
Reddick right there in that number two position, followed by Kyle Busch. They'll make their way through turns one and two, chasing John Hunter Nemechek.
That's the top three, again, of Nemechek, Reddick, and Kyle Busch. Everyone now starting to jump up to the outside lane as both the middle and the bottom lane start to fall apart. John Hunter Nemechek, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Anthony Alfredo, and Joey Logano, the top five.
Single file they go in the north end to Talladega Super Speedway. Now to that outside lane way up by the safer barrier. First car to run the middle lane down on the lower side is going to be the Riley Herbst machine as he tries to get some drafting help. It's to no avail.
Herbst in about the eighth position as he comes off of turn number four, although first on the bottom. The front seven in front of him are single file in lane number two or in the outside, led by John Hunter Nemechek, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Anthony Alfredo, and Joey Logano.
Quite a run for Anthony Alfredo at Beard Motorsports. They only run five or six times a year on the biggest track. They have exactly one full-time employee, and they are solidly in the top five.
We're talking about Anthony Alfredo. He is the car fourth in line on the super stretch as they work their way to turn number three. Alfredo has got Joey Logano behind him. Behind Logano is Chris Buescher.
And Buescher has his teammate in Ryan Preece behind him as well. Ty Gibbs to the inside of Preece. First car on the bottom of the racetrack in that Monster Energy Toyota. Trying to find a hole to the outside. He can't get it done behind Joey Logano.
Oh, they are going to slam the door shut in that outside lane and force him to just ride right there to driver's left. Here they come down to the line one more time. Anthony Alfredo took a peek to the inside of Kyle Busch, just simply getting some air to the radiator as they go back to one.
And they all run single file for the moment back through the top five. John Hunter Nemechek continues to show the way. One slower car down on the bottom. That's the Josh Berry machine. He'll give way to the lead pack.
Josh Berry will let all these faster cars go by him to the right. In the second groove, in the middle, that's where you have a couple of cars that are trying to establish a line. Ty Gibbs is there. Bubba Wallace, Riley Herbst.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs has been committed to that middle groove. First car on that bottom lane as they try to negotiate around Josh Berry, who again now will give up that top lane to the race leaders as off of corner number four, it's John Hunter Nemechek and Tyler Reddick, but Ty Gibbs still strong on the bottom.
Tied right now or side by side with position number four as they move around the lapped car of Josh Berry. Berry will go to the extreme bottom. All the leaders at speed go to the outside lane and they're all still chasing John Hunter Nemechek.
Nemechek by about a car length now over Tyler Reddick. The low line continuing to dig. Here they come searching forward and into a battle for the lead. Ty Gibbs to the inside.
Ty Gibbs able to pull alongside of John Hunter Nemechek for a moment coming out of turn number two. Now Gibbs is side drafting Nemechek going down the super stretch. Ty Gibbs and John Hunter Nemechek neck and neck for the lead.
Stage one winner Ty Gibbs looking strong here in stage number three from the bottom lane now to the penthouse all the way up to lane number three. That Toyota goes to the top spot off of turn number four. It's Ty Gibbs side by side for second. Here comes Bubba Wallace on the inside.
Bubba Wallace takes a peek downstairs and he'll pull pull even for the number two position. Wallace, a Talladega winner in his Cup Series career. He has drafting help behind him from his teammate. That's Riley Herbst giving him a shove to turn one.
Bubba Wallace with help from Herbst. He wants a piece of the action now. He'll pull to the inside of the Ty Gibbs machine. Side by side, the battle for the lead into turn number two. Give the top spot to Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace thought about going up to the outside lane, and he does so, coming out of turn number two. Wallace goes up and blocks John Hunter Nemechek along with the Ty Gibbs machine. That leaves the bottom open for Riley Herbst. Herbst challenging Wallace for the lead.
Herbst thunders to the inside of Bubba Wallace in turn number three. He'll try to slide up in front of his Toyota teammate. He does. 23-11, 1-2 on the top lane, leaving the bottom open now for Daniel Suarez in his Chevrolet.
Daniel Suarez to the bottom of the racetrack now pulls up alongside for position number two and leads the inside behind Riley Herbst. He has drafting help from Bubba Wallace as the outside lane as they form up again in rows of two.
Haven't heard a lot from Daniel Suarez this afternoon either until just now, but he has methodically made his way up through the field into a side-by-side battle for the lead off turn two.
Daniel Suarez pokes the nose of his Chevrolet Camaro out front on the inside lane for only but a moment as the outside lane now starts to get some momentum. Here comes Riley Herbst, Bubba Wallace, and Ty Gibbs pushing that outside lane forward.
New players in the game at the front of the field as Daniel Suarez will surge now to the race lead. Up the hill he goes to pick up Riley Herbst to the top spot, leaving Joey Logano bottom side of the racetrack picking up Ryan Blaney as they scream off turn four.
And those two Team Penske Ford Mustang Dark Horses are trying to work their way back to the front of the field, and they are strong. Joey Logano will be lead change number 51 at the line. 134 laps on the board, 54 to go in the race.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money shot here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast, The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Team Penske at the front of the field. They go 1-2 with Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney there. Brad Keselowski's up to third. Daniel Suarez fourth. And Riley Herbst round out the top five. 53 to go from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They're single file and they're huddled up right down on the bottom lane of the racetrack. Continuing to be led by Joey Logano gives us the opportunity to revisit some of the keys to winning today's race. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Todd?
Yeah, the first one I had is first you must finish to finish first. Be aware of situations. Get out of bad situations. We've seen that bite a couple players here. Really one being the nine of Chase Elliott sent to the garage in that first incident. But that's one to just be aware, especially now we're trying to just save fuel, get to that last pit stop, and then work our way forward from there. As we talk about that, the second one was win the fuel game. Save on track and be efficient with your fuel getting plugged in at stops. We've seen that kind of work your way around, especially as we come back to one more set of stops before we finish this race. Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney put themselves out front, kind of where they need to be. They need to be out there and contending for a win. Got to have a efficient pit stop. And the last one I had is have loyal friends getting you to the final laps. The last laps, you must be selfish, so get in position and force others to help you.
A lot of friends right now at the front of the field, mainly the Fords lined up on the inside of the racetrack, led by Team Penske, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, and then the RFK Fords of Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, and Ryan Preece just behind them, and it's the inside lane that is continuing to advance through the field. Anthony Alfredo coming to life in the extreme outside in that third lane here, that three-wide racing beginning just into the top 10. He has some drafting help with Michael McDowell as they get wound up top side as the leaders are back in turn one.
Into turns one and two, the 33-degree banking, and yes, indeed, the Fords have surged to the front right now. Team Penske, which came in well below the cut line, right where they want to be at the moment.
Those Fords, again, lead the pack out of turn number two, mainly grouped up on the bottom side of the racetrack. Joey Logano is the lead car. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, and Ryan Preece.
Fords on the bottom, and then it's Anthony Alfredo with a pair of Chevrolets way upstairs at the top lane of the racetrack with Michael McDowell. In the middle, though, the Monster Energy Toyota of Tyler Reddick trying to find some help with Kyle Busch.
Anthony Alfredo shouldn't be a surprise talking about him towards the front of the field in a cup car here at Talladega. Two career top 10 finishes at this level. Both of them came at this track, and he led a career-high 19 laps here at Talladega earlier in April, and he's got that outside lane behind him.
He's the leader of the band in that three-wide lane, but right now he's got some company two rows deep on the inside. Tyler Reddick in the middle trying to lead the second group.
Tyler Reddick is there. You can also throw a couple of other cars in that middle lane trying to move forward. They just don't at the moment have the momentum. Inside lane surges forward this time to turn three. Joey Logano being pushed by Ryan Blaney.
And that middle groove still trying to get Rally back together with Reddick as well as Kyle Busch and Riley Herbst. But you mentioned it, Tim, the bottom lane, the four Fords are strong off of turn number four with Logano still leading Blaney and Brad Keselowski.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
47 laps to go at the Talladega Super Speedway in the Yellowwood 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Joey Logano is the race leader over Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Anthony Alfredo, and Tyler Reddick, the top five. Today's race has seen 24 different leaders. That's a new record. 51 different lead changes and four cautions for 19 laps.
Got cars that are beginning to slow. Looks like Riley Herbst, Tim Catalfamo, had to bail out in the middle of the draft.
Yeah, scary moment. I'm not sure what's wrong with that Toyota, but he came way off the pace, and everybody remarkably avoided hitting him. That was a close call.
And Riley Herbst now has moved his Toyota to the bottom of the racetrack as the field screams by. He is going painfully slow, but off the groove. Looks like he's going to head to pit road.